Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's going to be a great week. It's going to be a great Christmas season. So this hour, we'll touch a little bit more on America's foreign policy. Trump talking about ending birthright citizenship. 52% of Gen Z females consider themselves feminists. All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show this hour. I want to begin by touching on a point I brought up in the very first hour about America's foreign policy and how, again, we can have arguments. You're always welcome to disagree with me, period, right? What am I, some kind of god? You disagree with me. But foreign policy arguments, I accept all of them because foreign policy is not simple. No one has it figured out. It's extremely complicated. Different nations, different motivations, different factions within those nations. It's just very, very difficult. What is the right one? What is the wrong one? I am much more of a mind your own business foreign policy thing guy. I am. That's what I believe. You disagree? That's fine. That's fine. The only foreign policy I find unacceptable is really the foreign policy of the United States of America in all the West now, and that's the foreign policy where politicians send your son to die and they never die themselves. And their kids never die either. The Mitt Romney foreign policy is the only foreign policy I reject. I'm Mitt Romney. I want American boots on the ground in every country on earth. Also, I never put on the uniform and neither did any of my 97 kids. So your son should go get his face shot off in Iraq. I'll be back here making money. Nope, not good enough. Nope. If that war is so important that my son needs to die, then it's so important that your son needs to die, period. But foreign policy is complicated. But I thought Mitch McConnell gave a speech that was very, very, very revealing. You see, Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump, they hate each other. A deep, deep, deep hatred. Mitch McConnell is one of the very, very old GOP types. He is one of these invade everywhere types. And I thought it explained a lot. You see, Biden brought up, you know, the idea of humanitarian aid.
The new constitution, a new government that serves all Syrians. And this process will be determined by the Syrian people themselves. And the United States will do whatever we can to support them, including through humanitarian relief.
Okay, and that got a lot of Americans very angry. What are you talking about? Humanitarian relief. People in North Carolina are still sleeping in tents. It's freaking freezing. What are you doing? Hawaii still needs help. Remember that fire? Everyone forgot about poor Hawaii. East Palestine, Ohio. Americans need help. What do you mean you're giving money to Syria? Well, these politicians, Republican and Democrat, they don't win awards for helping out their own citizens. The incentive structure is to help out other countries. There's no incentive structure for helping out your own people. And so how do you talk the American people into that kind of a foreign policy? That's kind of a gross foreign policy. That's not one that really many people subscribe to as far as civilians go. So how do the politicians intend on selling that to us? Well, here was Mitch McConnell. Quote, within the party of Ronald Reagan, of course, they always have to bring up Ronald Reagan, you see. Within the party Ronald Reagan once led so capably, it is increasingly fashionable to suggest that the sort of global leadership he modeled is no longer America's place. Reagan never modeled an invade everywhere leadership at all. But they know they can bring about his, they can bring up his name and it'll try to stir something in you. And Mitch McConnell went on to say a lot of things during this speech, but he also said this, quote, because this is really where the rub is, quote, the Pentagon is not equipped to meet the demands of protracted or multi-theater conflict. Neither is our defense industrial base. Patriotic companies have more work to do to expand production capacity, and they need to do it today rather than wait for the contracts we all know are coming. We need to adopt new technologies more quickly and expand production capacity at the same time. The truth is, whatever happens in Syria, big old gigantic mess, whatever happens in Syria, oh, it don't mean people dying, but none of them are going to have the last name McConnell. And it's going to mean gobbles and gobbles of campaign money rolling on into the McConnell campaign for re-election. And why are we having so many problems in Syria? I cut this off before, but I'm going to let it play in its entirety now. Here was Jeffrey Sachs. I thought he did a really good job on MSNBC explaining it.
This is a U.S. mistake that started 7 years ago. And I remember the day on your show when President Obama said Assad must go. And I looked at you and Joe and I said, huh, how's he going to do that? Where's the policy for that?
Right.
And we know they sent in the CIA to overthrow Assad. The CIA and Saudi Arabia together in covert operations tried to overthrow Assad. It was a disaster. Eventually it brought in both ISIS as a splinter group to the jihadists that went in. It also brought in Russia. So we have been digging deeper and deeper and deeper.
Pause before I let him keep going. Remember, if you want to know more about Syria, what's going on, who the players are, Syria, Assad, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Israel, all these different things. Brandon Weikert joined us in the first hour of the show, and I kept him on for two segments because he broke it all down. If you missed that, just go download the podcast when the show's over. It's free. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review talking about how huge my hands are. But download the podcast. It really will. It'll help you understand what is very clearly going to be in the news. I'll let him continue.
What we should do now is get out and not continue to throw missiles, not have a confrontation with Russia. 7 years has been a disaster under Obama, continuing under Trump. This is what I would call the permanent state. This is the CIA. This is the Pentagon wanting to keep Iran and Russia out of Syria, but no way to do that. So what I would plead to President Trump is get out, like his instinct told him,
he
by the way.
Before, yeah.
That was his instinct.
Right.
But then all the establishment, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Pentagon, everybody said, no, no, that's irresponsible. But his instinct is right. Get out. We've done enough damage 7 years. And now we really risk a confrontation with Russia that is extraordinarily dangerous, reckless.
Pretty scary stuff, right? Speaking of Trump, he went on a Meet the Press with that Kristen Welker, that nightmare of a woman, and said this.
Citizenship, yeah. On day one. Is, yeah, that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get, yeah, around the 14th Amendment with,
well,
an executive action?
We're going to have to
action?
Get a change. We maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Through,
know,
an executive action?
You know, we're the only country that has it. Do you know, if somebody sets a foot, just a foot, 1 foot, you don't need to, on our land, congratulations, you are now a citizen of the United States of America. Yes, we're going to end that because it's ridiculous.
Through executive,
you know,
action?
We, well, if we can, through executive action.
Notice how she sits and interrupts him the whole time. You notice why she sits and interrupts him the whole time? Because everything he's saying there is 100% correct. It's the most insane thing in the world, what these people have done, that you can just sneak across the border. It's done all the time. They're called anchor babies, that you can slip across the border of this country. If you just manage to get into the United States of America and have a baby, you're automatically an American citizen. No other country on the planet would allow you to do that. But because America's leftists have tried to turn this country into the world's open sewer for a long time, we do that here. So, yeah, again, that's why she was interrupting them the whole time. With executive order? What about by executive order? Are you going to do it by executive order? Pipe down, woman! We're talking about ending something critical. Why would she try to change the subject? Why would she try to interrupt? This is because she's a communist who understands her policies are insane and disgusting to most people. So you try to change the subject off of birthright citizenship and interrupt him. And Trump handled it so well. Just ignore that hag.
Citizenship on day one. Is that still your plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
The 14th Amendment, though, says that, quote, all persons born in the United States are citizens. Can you get around the 14th Amendment with an executive action?
We're going to have to get a change. We maybe have to go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it.
Through an executive action?
The only country that has it. Do you know, if somebody sets a foot, just a foot, 1 foot, you don't need to, on our land, congratulations, you are now a citizen of the United States of America. Yes, we're going to end that because it's ridiculous.
Through executive action?
If we can.
Notice how he just kept going with his explanation. That's exactly how you handle these people. Well done, Trump. Here's how you handle an attacker. You pull out your Byrna non-lethal pistol launcher and you shoot him in the chest with it. It's legal in all 50 states. You realize that. And it'll save your life. You know it can stop an attacker for up to 40 minutes. You shoot pepper balls or tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. And bad men who try to kill you, they're not going to be able to withstand it. Legal in all 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. Give the gift this Christmas of saving someone's life. Maybe a neighbor. Maybe your mom. Maybe your husband. Maybe your daughter you sent off to college. Please tell me you sent your daughter off with a Byrna pistol launcher. Every friend I know, they all have Byrna pistol launchers now because of me, and they love them. Legal. All 50 states will save your life. BYRNA. SWAT teams across the country use them for a reason. Byrna.com/Jesse gets you 10% off. Byrna.com/Jesse. Merry Christmas. Here's a pepper ball. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And what a Monday it has been. We're going to get to Gen Z being feminists and other things. But I owe you lots of emails. I am behind on those. Let's do some of those. Chris, if this gets through, the subject of this one was, I guess I got blocked. This was a guy who emailed in on Friday talking about making world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers with ground turkey. He said, Chris, if this gets through, tell Jesse I tried the turkey burger. It was horrible. It burnt in the pan, and it was like chewing on a hockey puck. Hamburger is far superior. Thank you, sir. That's all I needed. This is a forgiving show. All right, this is a forgiving show. Just don't ever suggest something like that again, using my burger recipe for turkey. That's disgusting. Dear Jeremiah Jesse, a.k.a. Jesse the Impaler, on the show tonight you said you were a phenom of eradicating domicile pests. So my question is, why do you suck at removing ants? I think it's time you bought a cat. I wish you and your family the best. His name is Will. Okay, one, we're not buying a cat. Two, ants are a completely different animal. Have you ever seen any one of those videos on army ants or things like that and the things they can do? Chris, you've never done this? Maybe if you'd put down the stupid mafia documentaries and stuff for a minute, Chris, you could enjoy some nature once in a while. Okay, I realize I do it too, but I'm not as bad as you are. Anyway, ants will... they'll build bridges with their bodies so other ants can cross. Have you ever been in a flood area or flooded area and you heard somebody say something like, watch out for red ants? Has that ever happened to you? You should know what happens, okay? Maybe that's more of a southern thing. I've been in many of these things, but it happens. You know why they say that? Because during a flood, you may think to yourself, wow, all the bugs are going to die. And yeah, lots of the bugs do die, but the ants don't die because the ants have a system where they figure out how to interlock together and form a gigantic ant raft where the other ants in the colony exist. And the raft just simply floats around with the floodwaters until they get where they're going. Ants are a whole different beast. They're amazing creatures. I know I sound like Steve Irwin or Marty Stauffer, depending on how old you are. Seriously, if you want to go nerd out, go, as soon as the world-famous Jesse Kelly show was over, go get on YouTube and look up some of the things ants have done. I just touched the surface of what ants can do. Ants are amazing. Plus, I've told you this gruesome little tale before. I should do a little history episode on this about our fight in the Philippines after we won the Spanish-American War and those Filipinos thought they were going to finally be free. And then we kind of inform them, no, free is a strong way to put it. You no longer have the Spanish in charge, but now we are most definitely in charge. The Filipinos weren't all that thrilled with that information, so we had to fight against a lot of the natives over there. And there were all kinds of atrocities and stuff like that. It's a really fascinating little conflict. And one of our guys, this happened to one of our guys, for real, they got him, and they buried him in the ground with just his head above the ground. And then they took a stick that was the right size and they pried his mouth open. And then they left a trail of, I believe it was honey, from his mouth, like from his lip into the jungle. And the red ants, they followed it into his mouth, which was pried open. And the ants essentially ate him from the inside. Isn't that freaking gruesome, man? That's awesome, right? Jesse, just wanted to let you know my son was super stoked to hear your top five military genius on Friday. You made him bump Alexander the Great to number three from one, as he agrees that being born on third was a very good point. He listened to podcasts all the time. He said, just a little context with the teacher who doesn't know anything about Hannibal. I regret to inform you, it is completely true. She wrote a comment. Remember, this is from Friday. The guy wrote in and said, the kid wrote about Hannibal. What a stud of a kid, I should note. But the teacher didn't know who it was. Anyway, the guy says, she wrote a comment beside his paragraph with two question marks followed by, not too familiar with this choice. Will follow up. He said, we are up in Canada, so our new up-and-coming teachers are exactly what you think they are. Oh, my gosh. He said, our kids are being waterboarded with false premises like this every day. My fellow Canadians are too stupid to realize it. This is why we love your show. There's absolutely nobody speaking truth up here like you do. God bless all your family. There are teachers anywhere. I'm Canada or anywhere. There are history teachers who don't know who Hannibal Barca was. I don't understand. I just don't understand. That's true. That would be like teaching American history and not bringing up Thomas Jefferson. It's not, what? You don't know who Hannibal Barca was? Man alive. But look, here's a great headline that goes with this. Top neuropsychology organizations are poised to make equity, justice, and inclusion a core part of the training guidelines. We just have completely altered education systems in the West to only teach how to destroy the West. It's no longer about informing anybody of anything. It's baffling. All right. We can talk about military, TSA. Let's talk about feminism and do some more emails. First, let's talk about the IFCJ. I can't believe I'm saying this, but things have somehow gotten worse over there. You know why Israel's moving troops into the Golan Heights? Golan Heights? I don't know how to say it. I say it both ways, though. You know why? Because they now have watched an Al-Qaeda slash ISIS terrorist state in Syria form right on their borders. And the two-front war, maybe three fronts if we're considering Iran, just became a four-banger, a four-front war. And people over there need help. They need a place to go when the rockets come down. They need flak jackets, and it looks like they're going to need more of them in the future. They need armored ambulances. They need food. And they need your help to do it. They need you to help the IFCJ. So if you would, go to supportifcj.org and find out what they do. Just go find out what they do. If you're moved, make a gift. Or call them. 888-488-IFCJ. Let's talk about TSA, missiles, feminism, and emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before we get to feminism really quick, I wanted to make sure I touched on this. I talked earlier about how they think they found the guy who killed that United Health CEO on the streets in New York. I didn't play the New York commissioner talking about it, but I guess I probably should. It's a little long. Here he is.
The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police. Responding officers questioned the suspect.
What a bunch of snitches at McDonald's.
The suspect was in a McDonald's.
I'm just kidding. Please catch a murderer when you can.
The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized.
Have you ever wondered if you eat the same thing from McDonald's the assassin had? Now I wonder. And I mean, I tend to mix things up when I go to McD's because I don't ever want to be boring. Sometimes it's a quarter pounder. What if that's what he eats? Sometimes it's a double quarter pounder. Maybe it's a Big Mac. Filet of fish. I used to go crazy for those when I was a kid. Crazy. They're not that bad, Chris. Not that bad. I'm sure that fish is real. Definitely not grown in a lab. Anyway, back to this.
The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police. Responding officers questioned the suspect, who was acting suspiciously and was carrying multiple fraudulent IDs as well as a U.S. passport.
I'm going to pause there because this is the part that got me. The suspect was acting suspiciously. Have you been to a McDonald's? What exactly constitutes suspicious activity in McDonald's? I watched a homeless guy poop in McDonald's one time. Like right there in his seat. Just pooped right there in his seat. In fact, it was in New York. What is suspicious in McDonald's?
Further investigation, officers recovered a firearm on his person, as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. They also recovered clothing, including a mask, consistent with those worn by our wanted individual. Also recovered was a fraudulent New Jersey ID matching the ID our suspect used to check into his New York City hostel before the shooting incident. Additionally, officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to both his motivation and mindset.
Okay. It seems pretty neat, doesn't it? I mean, it's not that I have some tinfoil on my head conspiracy theory, but that is a nice little bow on this thing, is it not? They found the weapon. They found the suppressor. They found the mask. They found the fake ID that he used to check in. And they found a note outlining everything the guy said. So apparently not only was he not a professional, he was the worst criminal in the history of mankind. How exactly did the worst criminal in the history of mankind make it 5 days without getting caught, slipped out of New York City, and made it clear down to Atlanta? NYPD, you want to answer that? Anyway, 52% of Gen Z females consider themselves feminists. Only 34% of Gen Z males. I am only going to say this again, as I've said many, many times, speaking to the young ladies out there, I do get the cultural influences that are pulling you towards feminism. We have an entire system, an entertainment complex, an education complex, all of it, pulling you towards feminism. Be a feminist, be a feminist. That's what being pro-woman is. You're being oppressed. To be a feminist, be a feminist. And I'm not going to try to talk you out of that. I am just going to tell you, if you are a feminist, everyone hates you. Everybody. Even other feminists hate feminists. Now, other feminists will try to recruit you to be a feminist because misery loves company. But if you want to be miserable the rest of your life, be a feminist. I don't understand why everyone hates me. I don't understand. You're a feminist. There's bitter people in general are awful. I was actually, what was this weekend? This weekend, got together with a bunch of my friends, all dudes, and one of our guys that we hadn't seen in quite some time, he's from back east, he's from Philadelphia, he was with us too. And he has had a rough go of it, I'll be honest with you. He actually also lost his father recently. They were really close. He's got all kinds of problems with his wife. He's got a teenage daughter who seems like she's really going sideways. Work screwed him out of a Christmas vacation this year. So it's been one of those years. We've all had years like this where it's a valley. Life's peaks and valleys, right? You never stay up. You never stay down. It's the way it goes. But he was so full of bitterness that after an hour or two, we kind of just needed him to go. I mean, there wasn't an ounce of joy left in him. Well, that's what being a feminist will do for you. No matter what you think or how justified it is, or all my friends told me this, you will be consumed with bitterness. Joy will leave you. You will be miserable at all times. And you will blame everyone else for that at all times. But that won't change the fact that you will be miserable all the time. If you get seduced by feminism, it will ruin the rest of your life. So don't do that, all right? Don't do that. Jesse, what do you think of these supposed drone sightings over the past few weeks? They are literally flying over restricted military institutions. Can we shoot them down? So on, so forth. Okay, I've seen these reports from people that there have been a bunch of drone sightings. Drones over New Jersey and drones over military bases and drone stuff. So here's what I'm going to tell you. What these ones are specifically, I don't know. And figuring out what that stuff is in the future is going to be difficult because the drone phase of the planet is here. We are officially at that point in time where drones are fully operational and capable of doing many, 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 many things. And as a result of that, every single entity on the planet is trying to figure out how to use one to to its advantage. Think about horses. Have you ever read about any of the old American Indian tribes when they got a hold of horses? Like, it completely changed the Comanche Empire. They got a hold of Spanish horses and mastered the just being on a horse and working with horses. It changed everything for them. How do we use horses for battle? How do we use it for moving? How do we use it for... The horse changed everything. Now that you have a horse, well, you didn't have a horse. That's what drones are now. It changed everything for private enterprise. I watched a video of Amazon delivering a package to someone's door by drone. Flew it right up to the door, little compartment opened in the bottom, boop, box dropped out. I hope there was nothing fragile in there. Box lands there, package delivered. Of course, the military is all over this. The private sector is all over this. News organizations are all over this. How do we get info here, info there? This is a very long way of me telling you, be prepared to see things in the sky. Be prepared to see drones in the sky. And be prepared to ask questions that you're oftentimes not going to get the answer to. Questions like, whose drone is that and what's it doing? Because it is the new frontier to have an unmanned thing that can bring things by air to other places. And honestly, more importantly, that can observe and gather intelligence is enormous. Remember, like when we were talking about that Chinese spy balloon, China has spy balloons. So obviously there'll be drones that can do this. And we do too, of course, that can go over something like a military base and hoover up all of the cell phone stuff and radio traffic that's in the air. It can capture all of that inside. That's stuff that can be done from above. If you get above and you get a line of sight on things, what can you do with drones? Oh my gosh, it's endless. Be prepared to not know is what I'm saying. Maybe if we've taken shock for long enough, we'll figure it out because our minds will work better. What, Chris? I'm trying to explain that. You may look up at the sky and you're like, wow, what is that drone? What's it doing? But if you've taken a male vitality stack or female vitality stack from chalk for long enough, the fog in your mind may eventually be lifted and you'll figure out what that drone is doing. That's what happens when you get your levels right with natural herbal supplements from chalk. And they're anti-communist. So this is a company that allows us to put our money where our morals are. And they'll answer your questions. And they have a huge Christmas deal right now for the entire month of December on subscriptions. Massive discount on subscriptions and a $50 bonus product on your first delivery. CHOQ.com. Just use the code Jesse. Go save yourself a bunch of money. I take a male vitality stack every day and I love it. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Joe Scarborough is not handling the Trump era well, and he's not handling all the criticism he's been getting well. These people, don't so many of these people you see on TV seem so miserable considering they're all filthy rich and they have the easiest jobs in the world and they're filthy rich? Joe Scarborough has, how long is that show every day, Chris? 2 hours? I don't know, 2 hour show that he co-hosts. When you have a co-host, there's nothing easier, not even working the whole time. All this army of producers and writers, millions of dollars, just miserable.
Two things. You can do two things at the same time. You can say he had fascist rhetoric and still go in and talk to him.
Yeah.
You know why I do that? To get the read of the man. You know why I went in and talked to Macron? To get the read of the man at a crucial time in EU funding and NATO funding. You know why I went to leaders in the Middle East who were angry at the United States and I sat there and I listened to them attacking me personally for 45 minutes because of US policy? You know why I do that? to get the read of the leader, to get the read of where the country's going. So I can come back here and talk to you and let you know what the hell is going on.
With context and
insight. Give you context, insight.
Sit there and pipe down, Micah.
And background. You know everybody we have on the show that's a reporter? It's what they do every day. They speak on background.
I've told you many times, these libs, these leftists, all of them. It's not just the feminists, all of them. They're miserable. You may think they're happy, they're wealthy, they're famous. They're miserable. I know you may be struggling. I know it may be tough paying the bills. I know life comes with challenges. I get that. I'm not telling you your life's easy. I'm not saying that at all. I'd never say that to you. But don't think these wealthy celebrities you see on television, don't think that they're all sunshine and rainbows and life is good. These people freaking hate themselves. They absolutely hate themselves. It's hilarious. I love Pure Talk. Do you love Pure Talk? You've switched to Pure Talk already, right? It's Christmas time. Please tell me you've switched to Pure Talk or you were about to. It's the gift for the whole family. I can already see those little Pure Talk boxes because they'll mail you a brand new phone, brand new iPhone, brand new Android, whatever you want. And it's in this nice little box and you could wrap it up. And if you're a dude, you have to find a woman to wrap it up because we know we can't wrap anything. I certainly can't. But you get these things wrapped up under the tree and you can have a few little boxes under there and everyone can open up a brand new phone Christmas morning. And then you're all, oh my gosh, we're a patriotic family that supports a patriotic cell phone company. And I got a new iPhone not supporting commie garbage anymore. Does that sound like a Christmas you would want? Or Hanukkah, Chris? Pick up your phone and switch to Pure Talk. They make it easy. You talk to an American. It's the cell phone company whose CEO fought for this country in Vietnam. Mac V. Sog. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Jesse, if you were truly the all-knowing oracle you claim to be, you would realize the Skillcraft U.S. government click pen is the most superior ink pen in the world. These writing devices were developed at the height of the Cold War to fight the Red Menace and cost the government at least $1,000 a piece. I would assume at that price it wouldn't be anything less than the world's greatest ink pen. They're still available on the internet. Hey, Chris, look these things up. Skillcraft US? Because the guy said it cost the government $1,000 a piece. I'm assuming that means it's a 25-cent ink pen. But if they're really $1,000, I will not be purchasing any of these at all for any reason. But that sounds fine. Whatever. Skillcraft. I'm all fine. Big handball Jesse. Two mouse stories. First, my wife left to visit her parents. We lived in a mobile home before we built our farmhouse. We had a mouse running around. She gave me the ultimatum to catch the mouse by the time she returned. I caught 13 mice in a week. Running a beaver and muskrat trap line in college paid off. Yeah, that would. My current bride, this is good, had a mouse problem soon after we wed, and I moved in with her and her two youngest daughters. One day, a mouse ran along the baseboard of the kitchen. Being the Neanderthal, I stomped it. One splat. Daughter number two was quite upset. It turned out she'd been feeding it in her closet. Good hunting. And he said his name was Harry. Yeah. Look, James and me were out. I forget where I was. I was picking him up from practice, I think, on Saturday. And we were coming back home when we get a call from Ob. And she says, "Where are you?" She sounds desperate. "Okay, but we're on the way home, baby. We'll be home in a couple minutes. What's up? You need to hurry. Baby, what's wrong? Is something going on? I can hear the mouse in the kitchen trash can." And we're all, "Okay, we're coming. And we get home, and she's still just standing there. She hasn't moved, staring at the trash can in the kitchen. She's like, "I just heard it again. It's in there." So James and me, we're like, "Okay." So I get the trash can. I take it outside. I get a second trash can, and I start removing everything one by one. We're talking about how we're going to have to bash it. There was no mouse in there. No mouse at all. We took everything out. Now the mouse is occupying her imagination. And the most astounding part of this is if she happens to hear that snap, she's going to be so upset with me. She's going to be completely upset. I can't believe you did that. There should have been something else. What, Chris? What? A barrel trap? That's actually not a terrible idea. No noise. But I like the snap, Chris. The snap is the sign of a job well done, sir. What? What? Well, that's a good point. One mouse trap did disappear. And there is a chance. Right now, look, right now, a good trapper, a world-class trapper like me, you start small. I just assumed we were dealing with mice. That one trap has disappeared leads me to believe we might be dealing with rats. Rats is a whole different animal.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
In a war against China, the U.S. runs out of missiles in a matter of weeks, the House committee finds. I remind you that we won World War II because our industrial base of this country simply could churn out more food, bombs, bullets, planes, tanks, jeeps, and everything else than anyone else in the world. Nobody could withstand us being able to constantly replace all the things we were using. They were running out. They were desperate. We had unending amounts of it. And a reminder to you that Democrats and Republicans over the course of the last 30 to 40 years have sent that industrial base to China. And now we are a different country. We will do this again tomorrow and we'll have some more fun. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.